Welcome to the first of two yoga sessions that accompany the MBSR program that you're working through. We begin by finding our way to the floor, to the mat or the pad, something that will cushion the body from the hardness of the floor, and assuming the corpse posture, lying flat on the back with the hands at the side of the body with the palms open and facing the ceiling, the feet gently falling away from each other, and breathing. With the in-breath, the belly rises up. With the out-breath, the belly collapses down back towards the spine. And as we settle into the body, settle more and more into this corpse posture, trusting that the floor is going to support the body, and just relaxing more and more completely, letting go of even the subtle holdings and tension in the body, the subtle elaborations of tightness that are obviously unnecessary, just letting those go. Remembering that this practice of mindful hatha yoga is about being very present to the body, present to the limits of the body in a nice, open, and respectful way, honoring the body for where it is, not pushing the body or struggling or fighting to be in a certain position or certain duration of holding the poses, but rather just gently moving to the edge of your particular limit in each particular posture and just holding that edge for a bit, not retreating automatically in a reactive way, but rather just softening and opening into that edge of your practice, allowing a bit of spaciousness around that edge. So now lifting the arms up over the head, first engaging the arms as you lift them, noticing the muscles engaging, lifting the arms up and up overhead. And then having a couple of stretches here, just stretching out the arms, stretching out the feet, trying to allow as much space as possible between the hands and the feet, just inviting the spine to relax and lengthen, the arms growing up out of the shoulders, the feet extending, lengthening the legs, and just enjoying this gentle stretch, perhaps going from one side to the other. And then coming back to the corpse pose once again, bringing the arms back down beside the body, the palms facing the ceiling, the feet gently falling away from each other. And just check in with the body, just checking in to see what the results of even this simple posture has been. This bit of activity and gentle movement with the body. Coming back to the breath. And now bringing the arms up out to the side in a T position. As you bend both knees, place both feet flat on the floor. And we're going to move into our gentle pelvic tilts now. Relaxing the shoulders, the neck, the face, the hands. And just gently engaging the belly so that the tailbone comes up just very slightly as the lower back is pressed against the floor. not lifting the pelvis itself, just rocking up the tailbone just slightly off the floor. And then with an in-breath, rocking the tailbone back and arching the back so that there's a space that's formed just at the lower back. And then with the next out-breath, engaging the abdomen again, rocking the pelvis up, and just rocking back and forth at your own pace with the in and out breath. Just waking up the pelvis, waking up the lower back. Just mindfully bringing awareness to this part of the body. Sensations that you find there, letting whatever you find be okay. Breathing into any area of discomfort or tightness that you encounter. And when you're ready, again bringing the arms back down to the sides of the body, stretching out the legs. And just having a breath or two here. And now when you're ready, drawing the knees up to the chest, holding the legs at the shins and drawing the knees in close to the chest on the out breath. Perhaps rocking back and forth a bit, just massaging the back. Perhaps, if you like, lifting the head up, looking between the legs, engaging the neck a bit. And still gently rocking back and forth. Breathing, always breathing in these postures. So important to retrain the body toward full, deep in-breaths and long, extended out-breaths. Such a basic foundation of good health, vitality. Now allowing the head to come back to the floor and extending the left leg out, keeping the right knee to the chest. You might allow the leg to fall over a bit to the right outside the body, engaging the muscles in a different location here. Still breathing, finding your own edge here and sitting with that edge a bit, not withdrawing right away, just trying to soften, make space for that edge to open on its own. And then gently drawing the right leg over to the left, again feeling the change of muscles that are engaged there. Perhaps lifting the head up toward the knee now, back in a neutral position. Rotating the foot around the ankle if you like, first one way and then the other. Beginning to wake up the lower leg and ankle, feet. And now allowing the right leg to extend out on the floor, lifting the left knee up to the chest. And finding your own edge here. Perhaps allowing the leg to drop out to the left a bit. Rotating the foot around the ankle. Drawing the leg up to the right, up across the body. Again, noticing that we're engaging a slightly different set of muscles in these movements. And now when you're ready, just extending the left leg back out and coming back into the corpse position again. Again, checking in to see what the results of these postures have been. Noticing any changes perhaps in the body or in the sensations rising and passing in the body. Coming back to the breath. Letting the breath be full, deep, and regular. And now, gently and mindfully, making your way over and up on all fours as we move into our cat postures. With the toes turned under, the knees directly beneath the hips, the hands with fingers spread equally directly beneath the shoulders, the creases of the elbows are pointing toward each other, and the shoulders are up and engaged. And with an out-breath, beginning to curve the back, bringing the tailbone under, allowing the head to drop down, and the back to arch up. Top of the back pointed up toward the ceiling. We'll just stay here for a breath or two, just to really connect with this posture. And then with an in-breath, reversing, allowing the tailbone to move back, the head to come up, the neck to move forward, and the belly to come down. And staying in this posture for a breath. On the next out-breath, the tailbone comes in, the back arches, the neck drops down. As you're looking back towards your toes, the next in-breath, tailbone moves back, the back and belly move down, the neck comes up and out. And just continuing this back and forth motion, matching the breath for another breath or two. Just really being present to the subtle movements, the contact with the mat of the knees and the toes and the hands, sensations of movement and opening in the spine, the shoulders. And now when you're ready, we'll move into the half bridge pose, allowing the arms to once again lift up and make their way up overhead. Noticing that transition and the muscles that are engaged there as they move past center and make their way to the floor. And noticing the transition as the arms touch the floor and that tension is replaced by relaxation and release, letting go. Bending both knees, placing both feet flat on the floor, this time a bit closer to the buttocks than we had them with the pelvic tilt. And this time we're going to press down on the feet and arch the body up as the pelvis lifts off the floor and the shoulders and arms and neck and face aren't engaged here. They just provide a resting point. And if there's any tendency for the knees to spread apart, then gently try and hold the knees somewhat parallel and engaged. And breathing. Lots of room to breathe in this posture. And there's room to check in with the elaborations, the unnecessary tension in the face, or the shoulders, or the arms. Letting all that go. Just breathing, relaxing. And of course, if you feel you need to come out of this posture, as in every other posture, before I suggest you do, then certainly honor your body's wisdom. But if you like, just come to your edge with this posture. Come to your edge and soften into that edge a bit. Letting the reactivity fall away. And when you're ready, coming back, letting the spine reconnect with the floor as the buttocks makes its way down, the tension in the body is released. And if you're up to this, then once again, pushing down on the feet, arching the pelvis and body up off the floor. Once again, engaging these muscles. Breathing, remembering to breathe. Nice, full, deep in-breath, long, extended out-breath. And when you're ready, just coming back to the floor. Extending the legs out straight and bringing the arms back to the side, back in their familiar corpse pose. And just breathing here for just a few breaths. And then once again, bringing the knees up to the chest, holding the shins, bringing both knees up, rocking back and forth if you like, just letting these muscles that we've just strengthened have a bit of a stretch and a bit of a massage as you rock back and forth. And if you like, you can bring the head up toward the knees or not, whatever you're comfortable with here. And remembering to breathe. And then coming back to a neutral position here and lifting the right leg up behind the body and the left arm out in front of the body. And we'll just balance here for a bit. Engaging the back muscles and holding the leg and arms up off the floor. And breathing. Just breathing comfortably here. Balancing. And when you're ready, coming back, allowing the knee to come back to the floor, hand comes back to the floor, and going back into another cat posture. With the out breath, tailbone turns under, the back arches up, the head drops down, reversing on the in breath. Perhaps another series here. And coming back to neutral. This time, lifting the left leg up directly behind the body, and the right arm goes out in front. And breathing. Just balancing and breathing. Again, engaging the muscles necessary to lift the legs and the arm. Nice, easy, deep breaths. And just, again, finding your own edge here. And breathing into that edge a bit. And then when you're ready, coming back, bringing the knee to the floor, the hand back to the floor. And with the toes tucked under, we're going to just rest back on the heels. And this can be a rather intense stretch, so be very mindful of your own limits here. We're just opening up the feet a bit. And breathing, and certainly feel okay, and coming out of this whenever you need to. Oh, breathing into that edge a bit. And when you're ready, just making your way back over onto your back. Back to that corpse pose again. And just checking in with the experience of the body now, after we've gone through a few postures for these few minutes. Just noticing, breathing, just being mindful of the body and the breath. And now once again, bringing the feet back to the floor, the knees pointed toward the ceiling, but this time together, with the knees and ankles together, and we're going to do a very simple twist stretch. First, interlacing the fingers and bringing them behind the head. And we'll allow the legs to drop over to the right. The left leg will come off the floor. And then first, lifting the head slightly and looking out over the left elbow. And then letting the head rest back on the floor, back on your hands. And breathing. Just wherever your legs are is fine. They may make it to the floor, they may not. Breathing into the left side of the body as you invite the body to open up, the underarm, the hips, the waist, and breathing, inviting the spine to come alive a bit in this way. And when you're ready, once again, lifting the head, turning it to the center, bringing the legs back to center. Both feet on the floor. Just breathing a breath or so here before allowing the legs to fall over to the left side now. Again, lifting the head, turning it to the right, placing it back on the floor. Breathing into the right side of the body now. inviting the spine to open, all the muscles, opening the armpit, breathing. Nice, easy, gentle breath. When you're ready, once again, lifting the head, bringing it back up straight, lifting the legs back, extending the legs out straight, coming back into the corpse pose once again. And breathing. And just checking in with the body, seeing what the results of this session so far have been. And now allowing the left leg to bend, the foot flat on the floor, the knee pointed toward the ceiling, the right leg extended out. And we're going to lift the right leg. Not using the arms or shoulders, just lifting the leg, trying to keep the knee as straight as possible. If the leg makes it up to vertical, that's fine, just wherever your edge is today is perfectly all right. And breathing. Again, checking in for the elaborations, the unnecessary holdings in the face or forehead or shoulders. Just using the muscles that are necessary to hold the leg off the floor. Breathing. If you want to extend this stretch, then you can hold the leg below the knee, bringing the head and shoulders off the ground up toward the knee. And pulling the leg toward the face. And just breathing here. Again, careful to honor your own body and your own edge for today, this moment. Just exploring that edge in a gentle and compassionate yet disciplined way. Using these opportunities to look for the space between the experience and the mind's elaboration and story about the experience, looking to see if there are elements of fear in these edges of experience. And then allowing the right leg to come back to the floor, head coming back to the floor. And reversing, extending the left leg out, bringing the right foot up by the left knee, the right knee pointed toward the ceiling, and lifting the left leg. Again, just as high as is comfortable for you today. Again, if you want to deepen this posture, then holding the leg below the knee and raising the head and shoulders up, drawing the knee gently toward the face, and breathing. breathing into any area of tension and tightness. Just making space. And when you're ready, allowing the left leg to come back to the floor, right leg extending back into the corpse pose. For just a breath or two here. Again, just checking in. Allowing the experiences, the sensations rising and passing in the body to be the mind's focus. The process of deepening our skill of mindfulness. Being with what is here now. Accepting what is here now. Not needing to change anything. And then when you're ready, rolling over onto the right side with the head supported by the right arm and the left hand out in front of the belly to provide some balance, and lifting the left leg a little higher. And breathing. Finding your edge with this posture. Perhaps lifting a bit higher. Breathing. Checking with the face and neck and seeing that they're relaxed and soft. Maybe exploring with your fingers, noticing what muscles are engaged here, what muscles aren't. The sides are tight, upper legs are tight. And when you're ready, gently and very mindfully allowing the left leg to come back down to rest on the right. And if you're up for this, then once again, lifting the leg, rotating the foot around the ankle as we do in many of these postures. Get a little higher. And when you're ready, again, very slowly and mindfully, allowing the left leg to come back. And coming back into corpse pose once again. And just investigating to see if there are differences in experience from one side of the body to the other. Nice, easy way to observe the fruit of these practices. And when you're ready, rolling over onto the left side, the head supported by the left arm and the right arm in front of the belly, and we're lifting the right leg. Again, rotating the foot around the ankle if that's something you like to do. Just waking up the ankle and the lower leg. Lifting a little higher now. Just breathing, finding your edge, breathing into that edge, and when you're ready, just very gently and slowly and mindfully allowing the right toe to come back on top of the left. Having a breath here. And if you're up to it, once again, lifting the leg. Breathing. And when you're ready, allowing the right leg to come back again. And rolling over on your belly. Resting on one side of the face or the other. And during this next series, you might find it helpful to alternate which side of the face you're resting on. Again, careful to lift the head and place the head. And just gently breathing now. It's a nice posture to connect with the breath in an intense way. You can easily feel the abdomen extending out on the in-breath, feeling the body lift up. Just be with the breath for a few breaths here. And when you're ready, turning the head so that the chin is on the floor. And with the arms still by the side, with the palms facing up. Not really going to use the arms or shoulders here. But lifting the right leg. Just holding the right leg up off the floor. Again, you might want to feel back and notice what muscles are engaged. Notice that the buttocks, lower back are engaged here. Toes pointed out. Breathing. Again, noticing any unnecessary holding in the face or shoulders or arms, letting that elaboration fall away. And when you're ready, allowing the leg to come back to the floor, turning onto one side of the face and just letting go. Just experiencing that transition from tension, holding, to release and letting go. Just breathing here for a few breaths. And when you're ready, once again, bring the chin to the floor. This time lifting the left leg, pointing the toe, engaging the muscles here, buttocks, lower back, lifting this heavy weight. And breathing. Nice, full, complete breath. Breathing through the nose as much as possible. And when you're ready, allowing the leg to come back to the floor, resting on one side of the face or the other. Again, alternating from one side of the face to the other. That's helpful for you. Just letting the neck have equal time. And again, just really releasing completely into the floor. And when you're ready, once again, bring the chin to the floor. And we're moving to our lower cobra posture. And here, without engaging the arms, just lifting the head and shoulders and upper chunk of the body up off the floor, keeping the feet on the floor. Maybe imagining that you can roll the eyes back and look out the top of your head. Just really getting as high a lift as possible. And breathing. Really working that lower back. Nice, full, complete breath. And when you're ready, coming back down, resting on one side of the face or the other. Again, just letting go into the floor. Just fully releasing. Just breathing here for a few breaths. And when you're ready, rolling back over onto your back. Going back into the corpse pose. And just breathing here. Drawing the knees back up to the chest. Again, holding the legs below the knees and rocking back and forth. Stretching these muscles that we've just been strengthening. And this next posture is an inversion, so if you have any high blood pressure issues or if there are any other reasons that you shouldn't have your head below the rest of your body, then just feel free to set this posture out, perhaps visualizing yourself in this position. And that is placing the hands by the body with the palms on the floor, pressing down as you lift the lower body up so that the knees are coming down toward the face. Breathing here. Just inviting the back spine to stretch and release. And extending this posture, if you like, by moving into the plow, straightening the legs, turning the toes under, allowing the toes to come back to the floor or wherever they make it. Playing your edge a bit. And the knees come back to either side of the face. As you roll down slowly, the spine slowly making contact with the floor as you come back into the corpse pose once again. and just relaxing here for a bit. Just checking in with the body. Noticing the results of this series of postures. Being with the body as a whole as it settles more completely into the mat. Breathing. Full deep breath. Perhaps planting seeds of encouragement for yourself that you would make time to practice this series of postures on a regular basis to encourage yourself to continue to nurture yourself in this powerful way, to cultivate more openness and spaciousness in the body as you cultivate the skill of mindfulness, compassionate observation, as you cultivate a more relaxed and less reactive way of being in the world. May you be well.